Chapter 7 Salt. Every day, Dory cooked meals for us with food from the flats. Sometimes they tasted great, and sometimes they tasted strange. One day, I went with Obi to his room again. "Why is there tape around the doors?" I asked. "It's to keep the spores outside," he said. "Now, you must help me again." We went into another room, and I saw lots of bags with writing on them. It said, "Salt," in big letters. "Help me with these, Addy," said Obi. And we carried lots of bags up to the fifth floor. "Salt kills the bluchers," he said. "I'm going to pour it out of the windows. Then the bluchers won't come near our tower. Most of the spores stay close to the ground, but I mustn't get them in my mouth." "How do you know about the salt?" I asked. "I remembered reading a story," he said. "A man was very angry with the people in his city, and he did something very bad to them. He put salt on the ground everywhere, and all the trees and plants stopped growing. People didn't have food, and they died. Then the buildings fell down because no one looked after them. One day, I put a mask on and I went outside. I threw salt at a blucher and it died in front of me. Now I understood. Our tower was safe because of Obi's salt. Everyone left London, and there were no more helicopters in the sky," said Obi. "Then, later, I killed the blucher. But one day, people will learn about salt. Then they'll say, 'The bluchers didn't eat that tower because someone put salt around it.' Then they'll rescue us." I watched Obi throw salt out of the windows. Suddenly, I thought of something. "We're safe now," I said. "But it will rain, and the rain will wash the salt away. Then the bluchers will start to eat the building." "You're right, Addy," said Obi.